Michael says that he loves his wife, and I believe he does. Gives her everything that a man can give. But Mr. Carmichael beggars himself on the altar of his love. And you can't tell him that that's not the way to live. And oh, how the wind has blown the leaves from the linden tree. And oh, when the night grows free, why does Mrs. Carmichael come to me? Oh, Mrs. Carmichael rises at 10, takes her time and is at her ease, drinking coffee and slippers and negligee. Opens the door and the milkman brings her dreams. There's no one sees except the statue of Venus, and she won't say. And oh, how the wind has blown the leaves from the linden tree. And oh, when the night grows free, why does Mrs. Carmichael come to me? Oh, Mr. Carmichael, captain and star of this office billiards team, smiles to greet the applause as his ball goes in. Hurrying back, bringing his victory home, but there's no one here. And supper waits on the table inside a tin. And oh, how the wind has blown the leaves from the linden tree. And oh, when the night grows free, why does Mrs. Carmichael come to me? And oh, how the linden leaves are tossed as the night wind blows, and struck in his silent pose, Mr. Carmichael weeps, and there's no one knows.
The Carmichaels from Al Stewart.
On a Christmas cake day, one Friday in August, in a bookshop in Charing Cross Road, I first set eyes on a girl, and at once I didn't know. She had eyes like a poet, and hair like a rainbow, reflecting the lights that did glow. And the sadness she kept in her eyes struck my senses a blow. And so as by chance, at the touch of a glance, we could find ourselves out in the road, with no crush of time to defeat us, and no place to go. And I couldn't say how, but a coffee bar crowd appeared through the silence that broke. And she said, oh, my father's a judge in St. Albans, you know. Oh, well then, perhaps I could help you. You know that St. Albans is miles away. And I've got a room in Swiss Cottage at which you could stay. She laughed, oh, I couldn't do that, for I've got to be up in the morning, you see. So I rang up to find out the first morning train she could take. And so in the gloom,
of a candlelit room with spaghetti, two forks and a plate. She said, oh, I really would love to be free and escape. Ah, well, if it's like that, you don't have to go back, and you're very, very welcome to stay. But I've not finished school yet, she said as she jumped into bed. And so she slept, and the pale morning crept through the windows to take her away. I thought, you can't make people be what you want them to be. I could see myself nailed to a dormitory tale of a midsummer night's escapade. And just yesterday she had seemed like a woman to me. And so like a child with the sleep in her eyes, where the sadness of age had once been, she left on the train with a see you again and a smile. And I couldn't say what I had won or I'd lost, or even just what I had seen. But when I'm alone, I just think of her once in a while. Wouldn't you love to be maneuvered?
This is called Room of Roots.
streets were like silver sheets as I kicked my feet through the snowy woods. And in the land there I held the hand of my Scandinavian girl. We stood as part of a bleak facade as the city's heart went on beating. And for a while there I shared a smile with my Scandinavian girl. And I stood there quite surprised to see reflected in her eyes the very thought I'd left unsaid as to unwind. And so we passed through a world of glass, and the moment passed and was lost to time. Time too soon with his broken moon took my Scandinavian girl. And I stood there quite surprised to see reflected in her eyes the very thought I'd left unsaid as to unwind. And so we passed through a world of glass, and the moment passed and was lost to time. Time too soon with this broken moon took my Scandinavian girl.